It's y'all hoes sleep, bitch. I need y'all bitches to get up. If y'all sleep, bitch, get up. Fuck y'all hoes Valentine's. Let me tell you how I'm feeling right now. I feel like fuck y'all hoes Valentine's. Fuck y'all hoes Valentine's, bitch. Y'all hoes. I keep scrolling through here looking at y'all hoes with these motherfucking Valentine's flowers and these Valentine pictures and sitting up here talking about some y'all love y'all niggas. So, bitch, he fucking me. He fucking me. He fucking me, bitch. He fucking me. Bitch, he fucking me. That's what he doing. He fucking me. I'm sick of y'all. Bitch, y'all hoes sleep. I hope you ain't, bitch. And, bitch, don't go to sleep too early tonight, motherfucker, bitch. Because he's saving all that dick for me. He used to tell you we'd run away together. What gives you the right to be free? He said, be patient, just wait a little longer. But that's just an old fantasy.
Hey, angels, and welcome back to Talks with Ty, the podcast. I know y'all missed me this week, okay? I know y'all missed me this week, all right? I know. I'm so, so sorry. Let me make sure that you guys can hear me. Hold on one second. I'm checking out the sound. Hold on. Can you hear me? One, two. All right. Sounds like we got some sound. That's what I need. Because last week I got up here and I got into the conversation. Okay. And we didn't have any sound. I look a little dark today. Okay. I'm missing some lighting because I have some things that I have to do later and it's going to require that lighting. So I only have my soft light. So I probably look very soft and that's okay. But as long as you guys can see me and you can hear me, we're going to roll with it. Now, this is something new. Hey, Lonzo. Hey, hey, how are you? Hope all is well. So this is something new. As I told y'all, like, my life is changing a little bit, really a lot of bit, okay? I'm going to be done with school soon, and so I'm going to have some time on my hands, and this is going to be a daily thing. Talks with Ty is going to be a daily show, but today I did not go to school because I had to handle some personal affairs, okay? And I needed to take care of something so that I'm able to get back and forth to school in the future. So I thought I'd stop in because I didn't do Talks with Ty Tuesdays this week because it was Sam's birthday. Happy birthday, Sam. Okay. I had a blast. Thank you so much for that. It was amazing. And then what I did yesterday, because I had posted it. I was going to come live yesterday, but then me and my best friend, we had a moment and I think we needed that moment. And so I didn't come live yesterday. So, you know, life. But I took off from school today because I had to handle a few things. So I wanted to make sure that I came live because I really wanted to get this week's message out. Okay. Feel like I need to get that out. All right. But without further ado, hold on. Let me get, because we need to do Ty's jewel of the day. Okay, if y'all not following me on Facebook, all right, I need everyone to stop what you're doing. Head on over to Facebook, type in at Talks with Ty on Facebook. And that's one word, T-A-L-K-S-W-I-T-T-Y. And then also follow me on Instagram at Talks with Ty _. Okay, because I post the jewel of the day every day. All right. And if you're not subscribed to my channel, go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel. At Talks with Ty. If you're not watching me from YouTube, a lot of people watch me from Facebook, so that's probably where y'all watching me from. But Tuesday's subject, as y'all can see, it's in the middle of the day, so you're gonna hear some things in the background. But Tuesday's subject is what I'm gonna talk about today. I'm gonna touch on it just for a second. But let's get into Ty's jewel of the day because I want y'all to have that. Lord Jesus. Y'all, when I tell y'all this is a lot, I'm going to have to hire me an engineer because it's a lot. It's a whole lot. All right. Oh, I got some people in the room. Hey, y'all. I ain't know I was going to have no people in the room today. This is the middle of the day. Y'all ain't at work. Why y'all not at work? Y'all supposed to be at work. But anyway, Tosh Jewel of the Day for today. And this is really, really important. Let me pull my mic closer. Can y'all see me good? Oh, Jesus. Hold on. Tosh Jewel of the Day for today. Forgive those who did not know how to love you. They taught you self-love. Forgive those who did not know how to treat you as you deserve. They pushed you to, I'm sorry, they taught you self-care. Forgive those who did not believe in your dreams. They pushed you to go forward and self-motivate. Forgive those who did not know how to support you. They helped you self-empower. Most of all, forgive yourself. Forgive and make room in your soul to become the best version of you. You deserve that. Forgiveness is for you, not them. No matter what, keep growing through. Love, Ty. So that's Ty's Jewel of the Day for today. I hope that that helped somebody, that touched somebody, you know, all that good stuff. So today, Tuesday's topic would have been about your circle, but I want to save that for next Tuesday so that I get my regular crowd, all right? Because I want the people to tune in Tuesday to hear that, right? Today, we're going to talk about heart's posture, okay? So on Mondays, I'll be doing Mindful Monday, probably in the evening time. Right now, I'm still in school, but when I get out of school, this will be a daytime show, okay? But that doesn't matter right now. Your heart's posture. I really want to talk about that here today. I'm not going to be up here too long, but I'm going to be up here long enough to get the point out because I had something occur on Monday that made me want to talk about it. And then I had something occur today as well. And I just need to get out how I feel about where your heart is. And heart healthiness, right? And how important that is because that dictates everything about you and about your character. So I definitely want to get into that. So yeah, let's start the show without further ado. Cue the intro. I don't know what that was. Okay, we're back. All right. Today we will be talking about, for a brief moment, your heart's posture. And when I say that, I'm gonna talk about what I mean when I say that. When we talk about your heart, right? Because this has a lot to do with how you treat people. All right? This has everything to do with your character, how you move, how you treat people, who you are, right? Because if our heart isn't right, then our mind isn't right. And if our mind isn't right, then what we're doing is not right. So I think that all that starts with a self-check. I got a real big problem with individuals who have a problem, who think that it's okay to check everybody else, but never check themselves. We're all flawed. All right. We're all flawed. When you're dealing with me, because this show is about me, I'm only talking about me. You know what I'm saying? But when you're dealing with me, you have to come at me correctly. I don't have a whole lot of room for error when people are dealing with me. And that's probably because some of the things that I've grown through, right? Because that's what we do here. We grow through things. You got to check yourself. You like your heart has to be right. Your demeanor has to be right. Your attitude has to be right. Because I can't be receptive to
bullshit.
I'm not receptive to it. I don't understand
bullshit.
I don't like it. It stinks. It's unhealthy. Okay. So you can't come to me with your
bullshit.
It's not going to work. I'm only talking about me, though. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important that you check your heart's posture. Like, check yourself. Like, are you okay today? Whatever those emotions that you might have experienced the day prior, or if you are feeling emotional right now, does that have anything to do with me and the business that you're about to conduct with me, or the conversation that we're about to have? Like, make sure you're good. Make sure you're at least in a decent place, right? To have an adult conversation. So I think understanding your heart's posture first is a self-check. I check myself every day. Anytime, matter of fact, I'm gonna give you one better. Now in my life, anytime I have a conflict, anytime I have an issue, I just did this. Like, I just sat here on my couch and wrote down, which is why I'm coming to y'all today. I just sat here on my couch and like wrote down, like, okay, how could I have handled that better? You know, is this a me thing, or am I out of pocket? Am I tripping? Like, I really had to check my heart's posture. Am I okay today? Is anything going on with me? What am I feeling right now? Why am I feeling the way that I'm feeling? You know what I'm saying? Because I had a conflict happen and it made me feel some type of way. So I had to check myself first, because I didn't want to go into anything being wrong. Right? So I had to check myself, check my feelings, check my attitude, check my demeanor. Okay? Because I want my point to come across properly. Self-check, right? Then I had to make sure that whatever it is I wanted to convey was not from an emotional standpoint. Now, there's a fine line with that. You can talk about something and express your feelings. You can say, hey, I've been hurt. You can say, hey, I don't like that. Hey, this hurt me. Hey, this is making me feel some type of way, right? You could talk about your feelings. You can express things about your emotions without being emotional. I hope I'm making sense, right? So first thing I did was check myself, make sure that I'm coming from a good place, make sure that I'm okay. All right, like Takiya, obviously this is bothering you, but that's all right. How can we deliver this? So I spoke about what I was feeling, how I was feeling, to another individual in a healthy manner. All right, I don't have to curse. I don't have to raise my voice. I don't have to be condescending. I don't have to be disrespectful, but I can definitely let you know how I feel, and I need help with understanding how we even got to this place. Now, weirdly enough, right, this has to do with business. Okay, so what happened to me today? And someone who I have a business relationship with didn't do the business part correctly. Okay. So that's what I'm talking about today. I don't want people to get this confused, but this can apply to any type of relationship, whether it's romantic, parental, business, any of that, friendship, it can apply. So understanding, checking yourself, right? Checking you, figuring out how you can deliver this, and then checking your feelings, not being in an emotional state. Or you can be in an emotional state, but you're in control of your emotions. To ask you to not be have emotions would be inhumane, because we're humans. We all feel. That's the beauty in us. We can feel, right? We have emotions. We have compassion. We have love. We have feelings. We are able to tap into those. So there's nothing wrong with you having emotions. There's nothing wrong with you displaying or letting someone know how you feel about those emotions. Being emotional, that's where problems tend to come in. Because when you're in an emotional state where you're not in control, you do and say things out of whack. And this goes for everybody, including myself. I've talked about this on the show before. Like, I think about every crazy thing that I've done. And at the time, I just wasn't in control of my emotions. like I was an emotional wreck for real. And I reacted instead of taking the time out to process what's happening and how is this happening for me, right? That took years for me to master and learn. So normally when I deal with people now, I'm dealing with you. I got this, you know, I'm not saying I always got it, but most of the time I got it. So being your self-check and then being in control of your emotions, right? And then being honest. Honest about what is occurring. People do not like to hear the truth. I used to be like that. I didn't want to hear that the most fucked up version of me was fucked up. Like, I didn't want to hear that. I didn't want to hear that I was the problem when I was the problem. Like, people do not want to know and hear the problem with themselves. But they will be quick to tell you the problem with you. I've gotten to the place where I'm going to listen to you tell me how you feel about me. Or the problem that you're having with me. But the only way that I allow you to do that is if you allow me to tell you the problem I have with you. Y'all, when I do that with people, somebody come to me, well, I feel like this. Okay, well, let's talk about that. But the only way we're going to talk about that is if I'm able to tell you how I feel about it. Because we got to gain an understanding so that we're not back in this place. For whatever reason, when it come to me, people got a problem with that. Nobody wants to hear what I got to say. So guess what that tells me? We're done here. We're done. Whatever this context of this relationship is, however I'm tied to you, we're done. Because you're not at a place where you're willing to hear about yourself. You don't want to hear the truth. I've lied in my life before. I have. But I rarely do it. It's rare. And that's real shit. Like, it's rare because what I'm learning as I'm growing into this thing called womanhood, as I'm growing through womanhood, you got to be honest, first of all, with yourself. That's why understanding the importance of your heart is vital. Because when you understand where your heart is, you move different. If your heart is full of hate, you've been stomped on, you're currently in a state of distress, you haven't healed, okay, and you're out here moving and grooving, you're spewing all of those things. You're spewing all of those things. The heart is a very vital muscle. And without it, you can't live. Right? You can't live without your heart. And it has to be pumping and operating properly. Okay? In order for everything else in the body to function. All right. Your heart is your muscle and it's pumping. Right. And it has to be functioning properly. So it has to be in a healthy state for everything else to function. If something is going on with your heart, if there's a blockage. Or if it's not pumping properly. Or if it's punctured, or if anything happens with your heart, right, everything else is going to be thrown off. So daily, we have to look at our heart and make sure that it's in the right place, that whatever we're growing through, we're not allowing it to make us bitter, mean, nasty, angry. Like, man, listen, check this shit. Check this shit. Like, it's important for us as humans to check ourselves because nobody is above being wrong. Nobody is above being wrong. You could be wrong too. And 9 times out of 10, you might be wrong. It might not be everybody else. You got a problem with everybody else. Every time I talk to you, it's everybody else. It's never you. I never hear you say, damn, I could have did that better. Or maybe this is my fault. No, it's always everybody else. You can't have a healthy relationship with anyone. It's everybody else. It's not you at all. Like you just, it's never you. You can't build healthy partnerships with people because they always fucking you over. Like you're not the problem. It's everybody else. If the same thing is consistently happening with you, you have to take a step back and look at yourself. What about me do I need to fix? Because the same thing is continuously happening. I'm yielding the exact same results. And most of the time, it's because you're doing the exact same bullshit. You got to check yourself at some point. Today, I had a situation happen and it really, really upset me. So I had to take a step back and I said, okay, I see why I continuously have conflict with this person because I'm tied with this person in business. We're tied in together. So then I had to pray. Had to ask God for some guidance because if this is not what you want for me, make a way right now. We ain't got to waste no more time because I moved different. I've grown a little bit. So I'll be having to check in because I don't want to
fuck it up no more. I don't want to fuck nothing up. So
I got to go tip off to the side and be like, what we doing? What we doing? How we doing it? What you want me to do? So I can move properly. Like, I'm not in a rush to move fast. I want to move correctly. So if there's something that's going on with me and it's incorrect, I got to check in and get some guidance because we got to make this right so I can progress forward because I'm just trying to do things correctly. And I understand that in order to do things correctly, a lot of it starts with me. So I check myself. Okay, this is why this keeps happening because I'm tying into business with this individual. So we can end the business. We can end the business. Like, I'm cool with that. Like, if it's in your will to end it, let's end it now. We don't have to wait another month, another day. We don't even got to wait another day. We can end it right now. What you want to do? Now, understanding that I had to check myself and I had to check my emotions. And then I had to check in. I had to tap into my source. You know, I had to ask God what's going on. I yielded. I was able. Okay. Are we frozen? Hold on. Hold on. I was able to yield the results. Okay, there we go. Long as we back. But I was able to yield the results that I wanted to yield, which was progress. Okay. It was progress. And some things got completed today. I did not allow my emotions to get the best of me because y'all, I'm not going to lie. I'll be lying. My initial response was not going to be nice. It was going to be very emotional. It was going to be, my tone would have been elevated, profanity. I probably would have cursed them out. Like, I was very upset when what occurred. So I had to check myself and I had to figure out a way to deliver and say what I wanted to say so that at the end of this, I could remain in my character because I'm totally in control of my emotions today and nobody could get me out of character. Right. And then I need the delivery to be understood. And then I need results on the end of that, right? So I got the results. The delivery was understood and the point was made louder than I think I ever could have made it had I done it when I was in my emotional state. I'm still able to maintain my character because I don't like to get out of character with people. Right? And I understand that I have to move differently than everybody else because what I'm doing. So it has to make sense to me. Long story short, there's still some T's that need to be crossed and some I's that need to be dotted with this person in business. And I'm trying to get that together so that I could progress forward. As much as I want to be done, for whatever reason, you know, God really has a lot of grace on certain people. Because I look at how I move and people that's tapped into me. And if you know that you don't do right by me and I'm still around you, consider yourself blessed. I need to say that. That's very important. Because I don't tolerate
bullshit.
And most people that's full of
bullshit
know that they're full of
bullshit.
And it makes them very uncomfortable when you call them on that. But you might be tied into somebody that's full of
bullshit.
And that person, God has that person in your life for a reason. Now, you don't have to hate them. You don't have to be angry with them. You don't have to be upset with them. You got to figure out how this is working for you. Right? And then you have to constantly check in and let God know you ready when he ready. I don't need no
bullshit
lingering around me because it stinks and it's messy and it causes rodents and flies. It's just nasty. I don't do shit well.
I don't. It doesn't benefit me.
Get somebody else to do it. Okay? Get somebody else to do it. Now, certain people are in your life for certain reasons, for certain seasons to teach you certain things. I do believe that. So you got to be careful, number one, what you ask God for. You got to trust your process and know that you're right where you're supposed to be. But you got to get what you're supposed to get while you're in it. So this particular person that I'm in business with is teaching me so much. It's not that they're a bad person. It's not that they even do bad business. But with me, they make a lot of mistakes. And I think that they can. So I have to constantly remind them that they can't. And that if nowhere else, because I don't think they're held accountable anywhere else. I'm just be wrong. They just do what they want to do. Nobody holds them accountable. But here, it's different. And I also believe that this person is very, very aware of the value that I hold. So I want this person, because if you watch this, you're going to know exactly who you are. God has a special place in his heart for you. Trust me, because you're still tapped into the source, buddy. Okay? All right. God bless you. And God bless me for being obedient. Amen. Amen. Now, heart's posture. It's important to just always be in a healthy place. Heart's posture has to do with everything we do, how we think, how we act, how we treat others. If we're choosing to do something for someone, it needs to be from the heart. Period. Don't think that you're going to reap anything if it's something that's put on your heart to do. The worst thing you could do is tell me that you did something from the heart and then turn around and throw it up in my face, especially when I never asked you for it. That's the worst thing you could do. Understand that your heart's posture will allow people to see your true character. You could tell me you G, you good, you bout me, you got me, you love me, you rocking with me, you here. But one day, something's going to occur between me and you, and I'm going to see your true character. This situation doesn't even have to be with me, but at some point, I'm going to be able to see your heart's true posture. And when you show me that, that's all I need to know. That's all I need to see. And I'm at a point now where I sit back and I wait for that moment, especially with new people in my life. All right, God, let me show me who they really are. I don't give a fuck what you say. It's what you show me. It's what I see. And you might not even do it to me. I might not even be the person that you do it to. But if you do it to somebody else, you will do it to me. At whatever point, I don't know. So it's all about that character. I'm big on that. Your heart, what's the content of your heart? Are you a person of your word? You could say you're going to do it, but do you do it? You could say you bought that life, but are you about it? 97% of people are not. They're not. They're full
of bullshit. I see you.
So, because I know you're full of bull. Hey, Ma, how are you? I love you too. So, because I know you're full
of bullshit,
I'm not going
to fuck with you.
Period. Like, I'm just not. So, show me the people around you, and I'll show you what your life look like. Straight up. I'm truly blessed for my circle. No squares in my circle. And we don't even have to talk about it. Like, you're going to show me who you are. Time is always going to show me who you are. You weed yourself, you slither in, you're going to slither right back out. I've gotten to the point where I don't have to hang you. I don't have to prove nothing. You're going to show me. Your heart's posture is always going to show true. So I think if you have some people around you, okay, Mom, we can get your hair done. That's cool. If you have, you know my situation. So you figure out when you could get here to the shop and we'll work it out. If you know your heart's posture ain't right, don't waste your time with me. Because I'm not here to hurt you. I'm not hurt. I'm not a hurt person. I'm actually, in far as my physical, mental, and spiritual self, I'm the best version of myself right now. I don't have to hurt you. I'm just going to help you see who you really are. That's it. I don't have to hurt you. I'm going to help you see exactly what your heart looks like. You're going to try to give it to me, and I'm going to give it back. Now, how I give it back, that's all up to you, because it's all in about the posture of your heart. I'm in a big season of not saying much. I don't say much. I don't talk a lot. I show you though. And like it'd be so like in your face, cutthroat, like, but I never say nothing. You could tell me you different. You could tell me this, that, and the third. I want to see it. But I'm also looking for your heart's posture, because that means something to me today. The people that are around me, they heart got to be right. They heart has to be in the right place, because mine is. I've been blessed, man. I've been blessed. My kids have been blessed. My family is blessed. We're just like you. We have our issues. We have our ups and downs, highs and lows, ins and outs. Let me tell you something about a heartbeat. The rhythm of the heartbeat goes like this. It's up and down, right? If you're on a heart monitor and they're monitoring your heart, you know how a heartbeat go, up and down, right? I was talking to my therapist. I was telling my therapist, like, listen, I've been working on myself lately. You know what I'm saying? And I really, really want to be good. Like, I don't want to be high. I find out when I get mad, I'm real mad. And when I'm sad, I'm real sad. Like, I just want to be, you know, I just want to be nice and cool. My therapist said to me, well, Ty, if you look at your heart, because I always talk about heart's posture, even with my therapist, right? So this was good. She said, if you look at your heart and you put your heart on a monitor and it's beating, what is it doing? Show me what that looks like. I said, it go up and down. She said, it go up and down, right? She said, if it's a straight line, what does that mean? I said, that means your heart stops beating. She said, exactly. You're dead. You're dead. You flatline. There's no life in this. The heart beats like this. This is life. So I took from that, like, damn, I never thought about that like that. Like, that's some real shit. Your heart beats like this. And when you straight, it flatlines. So do you want to be straight? Or you want to enjoy this? That's what life is about. Figuring out how to enjoy this. How does this work for you? Not to you, but for you. I need this to be happening. I could deal with this. It's the this that I don't want. At least not right now. I got a lot of living to do. Listen, man. I hope that this helps somebody. I hope that this helps somebody. I hope that this, if you're a person and you've been struggling or your heart has been heavy, check yourself. Why is it heavy? Let it go. You know what I'm saying? It's not worth it. Because until you are in a healthy place, you're not going to be able to deal with other people in a healthy way. If you're somebody and you're watching this and the same thing is always happening to you, you always in some mess, you always arguing, you can't have healthy relationships, check your heart's posture. If your heart is not in a healthy condition, you will not operate in a healthy manner. You have to check you first. You have to be in control of your emotions. Emotions are a double-edged sword. They are beautiful to feel. When they're good, they're good. But when they're bad, they're bad. But you cannot operate in them. You cannot operate emotionally. You can feel emotions. You can express emotions. But you cannot operate in emotions. That's not the way it works. You're not going to get anywhere. If someone is able to control your emotions, they are in complete control of you. No one should have control over you like that. No one but you. So do your self-check. Do your emotional check. Work on yourself emotionally. Figure it out. All right. Do the work. Peel back those layers of whatever that pain looks like. But you gotta get that shit out. You gotta clean that up. Don't let it sit and fester, because then it's just gonna get infected. You gotta clean that thing out. Heal properly. But that only starts with you. Most of all, like I said in Ty's Jewel of the Day, you got to forgive. You got to forgive. You got to forgive. You got to forgive because that's a part of the healing process. I know people right now that are mad at people that are dead. Like you're in the land of the living. You're living your life and you got a beef with somebody who's been dead for 3-4 years. They're not even here no more. And you still walking around feeling some type of way about something that somebody did to you or something that they did and they not even here to fix it. But you still dealing with it. Like, really? You got to heal. Forgive yourself for allowing yourself to not be the best version of yourself. Man, all the shit I've been through, I had to really forgive me. Like, Takia, like, how you let that? That's you. Self-check. How did I get here? Man, most of that was all on me. I ain't love myself enough then. Today, it's just me. And I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay with that. I'm completely okay with that. Yeah, that's it. Heart's posture, all right? I ain't want to stay a bit too long, but I've been a bit about 40 more minutes. So that's the midday check-in today. All right. I miss you too, Ma. I miss you too. Y'all, this is my mother. Okay. I miss you too, Ma. Are you okay? How are you? I miss our mommy and me. Well, Ma, you have to do what you need to do so that we can do my mommy and me. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. Can you call me? Like, can you call me and we talk? Look, yes, I'm her mom. I'm fine. We know you fine, Ma. Everybody know what you look like, child. Everybody know. Everybody know. But listen, I hope that helps somebody, man. I hope that helps somebody. Talk with Ty. Listen, we back. We live. We active. No, don't call me now. Wait until I get off live. Anyway, y'all make sure y'all subscribe to me and my mother's YouTube channel at My Mommy and Me on YouTube and on Facebook. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Hit the bell so y'all can check out our show. Okay? She would love that. All right? And I will be back with you guys on Tuesday. Okay? I'll be back. Talks with Ty. Tuesday. I might come back for reverb and get on my nerves, but anyway, I might come back for Mindful Mondays. We might do Mindful Mondays. I have to see what my schedule looks like. All right, thank you guys for so much. Thank you guys so much for rocking with me. If you have not hit the subscribe button on YouTube, head on over to YouTube, type in Talks with Ty, and hit the subscribe button. Okay, that helps out the channel. I need some followers over there. We're trying to reach 1,000 subscribers so that we can get monetized. If you're not following us on Facebook, go on over to Facebook. Type in Talks with Ty. All right. Make sure you like and share that page. And then we're on Instagram as well at Talks with Ty _ on Instagram. I love you guys. Thank you so much for rocking with me. And I will see you guys next week. All right, I will see you guys next week. As always, Talks with Ty, the podcast, out. Bye!
Hey, Angel. Hey, girl, how you doing? What took you so long to get here? Anyway, I'm happy that you came back. It's your girl Ty, aka Talks with Ty the podcast, and I appreciate you clicking on this video. If you haven't, go ahead, hit that subscribe button. Also, I need you to do me one quick favor. Go on over to Spotify and iTunes, okay? Podcast, that is. Type in TALKSWITTY and hit that follow button. That way, if you miss me here on YouTube, you're able to catch me while you're riding to work or just you need a minute to decompress. Come on in the room, girl. Let's talk about it. It's your girl, Ty. I'm so happy you came back. Now stay tuned for the episode. Hit that like and share button. I'll see you in a sec.
Human beings have one job. Self-care. Take care of yourself so that when the people you love fall, your arms will be strong.
That's not a flex, that's to let you know. I'm not the one who took three or four. Got pretty, really tired of waiting at doors. Just knowing nowhere to tell me where to go. So I'm taking it in my hands before I'm only taking back everything that belongs to me. You ain't gonna come to me. Control Z and do all that I have done. I'm back on my way. Yeah, fuck out my face. You won't see me break, cause I know what made me. Yeah, stay out of my lane. Hear me when I say I'm not here to save you. I'm not here to save you. That's for you and your makers. I'm on my way. Yeah, I'm back on my way.
I can't save nobody. I put my cape down, sorry. Gonna need some boundaries, cause I'm keeping my peace. I can't save nobody. Put my cape down, sorry. I'm gonna need some boundaries,